But what is my issue?
There used to be starvation years ago. Starvation, you know. Not much fish. Sometimes the weather gets so low that it was impossible for those people, for hunters to get moose, and so cold. And that way they get real hungry and starve. And pretty soon they must get the, what they call that, when the sickness they get from lack of food.
Malnutrition?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's what affects them. Mm-hmm. After they've been low on food.
To eat.
Yeah, they get
that's
sick.
That's when they used to eat the run-in off their snowshoes, uh-huh. The sleds.
Yeah.
Anything. Eat just anything at all to keep them alive.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
To keep them alive. And then they wander in the woods. And they survive some way, and then that version they become a woodsman. That's what they used to say around here, you know, wild. We heard that one down. Where was that? Down Lower Yukon.
Anvik. Below Anvik.
Yeah. That's where there was starvation occurred up Koyukuk River, and this woman, young woman, she wandered into woods seeking something to eat, and then she turned wild. So way in August sometimes it started to come out way down Anvik, someplace around there. There's a Indian name from that time village they used to call Nil-Iqtan. Yeah, Nil-Iqtan. No, that's just like Bogomance town, you know, in Indian language. They say she used to come out there and she'd sneak out in the at night time and come and take fish, and nobody sees her, and they claim that them days there used to be lots of medicine people, you know,
they have to have some kind of a belief,
yeah,
in those days,
yeah.
They have to have some kind of a faith. They didn't have no questions or anything.
No.
They have to have a faith in something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where all these medicine people,
yeah,
a long time ago.
They used to save lots of people too. You know, medicine people. They used to save
Johnson
people.
Was brought up right in the village.
Yeah.
He should know.
And so this medicine, they give a power to this two boys, I think, two young men, and they hide out back there. They took this woman. They said they had awful time to hold her. They kept her away for a long time till she finally.
Isn't that the one that they pour fish eggs, rotten fish eggs over?
I think that's what they did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They rub her down.
Something tells them what to do. It comes to their mind. They try anything.
Yeah, she turned out to be just like all other wild, you know, like a woodsman. She turned out to be like
that. That's the only story I heard of that was captured.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
the only one.
Heard the story of that. It was quite a comprehensive story around here.
To tell
just like
to
an authentic story,
kids.
You know. Yeah.
Years ago, a couple of years ago, maybe.
How about ones that weren't captured?
Hmm?
How about woodsmen that weren't captured?
I don't. That's only one. That's only one that we heard of.
That's the only
that was
one.
Recaptured
one
because
captured.
She they claim she wandered in the woods and came wild. But then they right recaptured
and
her.
Mad, you know, and that and she turned survived her some way.
Way of our life.
And she wandered in around and like some place, cross country or something.
Those
but they ended and identified her through her own people, you know. They made contact some way and this she was the woman that disappeared from up to Kaiko. Took a long, long time.
Yeah, I think
but she survived, they got her.
He used to always say something about these still kids. Yeah, not the beetle, the acting tall cool guy, white. Go not so tiny.
Did they understand one another?
By golly, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. They're motion at each other, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they must have used to use quite a bit of that motion language. 30-some miles.
Yeah, 30 miles above here.
Were there medicine men in that village?
Oh, yes. No, that Auntie Lucy and Grandma Mrs. Esau. Sure. That's about all.
Peter, didn't Peter and Martin
see? Huh?
Old man Peter?
Not very much. Oh,
not very much.
He didn't have much power. You know, there's a man, he died recently in Tanano. That's Lugo Dampuza. You know him. I thought you know him.
Medicine man?
No.
I
never talked. No, Justin. Justin. Justin Frank. Apparently. Frank Justin. Or?
Oh, man, Justin.
Yeah, no, Frank Justin. Frank oh, Justin. He wasn't
Joe
medicine
Justin.
Man. He wasn't medicine man, but out in the spring camp, he shot
Charlie
him.
Justin.
No, it's Frank Justin, I think.
Oh.
Out in spring Charlie. Camp, uh-huh. He uh-huh. Shot him.
Justin,
yeah. Well, this Ed Justin, he was in old mission, but I knew it.
Yeah, well,
just the by Edwin. Cool stone in.
I don't know them.
Well, what's the difference between Edwin and Justin? The way that Annie shot himself by accident with a .22 caliber out in spring camp where there's traffic was so bad, you know. They couldn't travel.
Hunting.
Yeah, out. It was springtime. You know, in spring, around here, frost in the morning, and you can go long ways on the crust.
On the crust.
Yeah. But it got so warm, so bad that nobody couldn't travel. And this young man, he shot himself with .22 caliber. Shot himself in the lung. They couldn't get to doctor. And this medicine man, he was there. And he just, with his magic power, he dropped that bullet right the opposite way. It went through his lung, into his body. And he pulled that bullet the opposite way. pull it right through. Now what he used for medicine, we don't know, through the bullet wound. And they say that man, he was healed by this power, and he didn't even go to doctor. There was a man, he died not too long ago. No, yeah. Who is Lee Albert?
Mm-hmm.
Senior?
Mm-hmm.
Lee Albert Senior, he was the one that told me about it. You know, we were sitting on a bank in Canada in August. We were sitting on the bank, and this man was coming down with a house, a big raft. They were moving this building down to Galena. And this Frank Justin, he was walking up to the road from this house. And this Lee Albert told me, he said, that's my friend, there's a man there that got shot by accident through his lung, and he never went to doctor, and he's still living, you see. That's how the medicine
that's people used to do.
Long time
ago, they had to.
Yeah.
They have to have a faith.
Yeah.
And they treat one another. A lot of little things like that, if they were right there when it happened, they know what to do for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get their power?
We don't know how they just acquired it some way. We can't tell nobody.
It's just like the weather, I guess.
They just acquired that some way.
They used to believe it so much, it worked for them, I guess.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, they have to have some kind of a power, some kind of belief.
Yeah.
And few carry them on.
Could anybody be a medicine man?
Not just anybody, no.
What kind of person did it take?
Well, it's inherited, what they claimed.
Yeah.
It's got to be inherited. But they have to believe it. They have to believe they would know ahead of time what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's clear for them. It don't happen to just any old body.
No.
It just happened to certain people that have inherited those from ancestors. That's the way it used to work. That's what Mom used to tell us. But we never seen it. Because we were down here at 8 miles.
I think the latest...
We was never in a village. And when we did go to village and something like that happening, well, they chased us kids in all one little house, and we stayed in there, scared the daylight out of us. So we never seen it.
Did you ever see?
I used to see it. The latest one was Lucy...
No question?
Yeah.
I didn't know she used to do those.
They had something related to their power. I don't know. We it's hard to explain.
It's only but, them.
Yeah, it's hard
it's
to
only
explain
them
what.
That knows.
Yeah, what they use for remedy. They use something. And when they help a person, when they revive a person from getting hurt or dying. There's certain things that they're not supposed to use, like the doctors tell you your remedies, you're not supposed to eat certain food, you know. It used to be like that.
Yeah, they quite a bit of it.
Yeah. She almost died with a headache. Food poisoning, I guess. We don't know what it was. It was a green berries that she ate, I think, something. Then she got in her coma, right?
Yeah,
that was midnight sometime.
It was Harper's
Ferry
School.
Oh, uh-huh.
I thought of that.
In the evening sometime she got in her coma. And all that time she didn't remember anything until late the next day. Well, this medicine woman had been working on her.
Yeah.
And what she had in her hand, with, I, up till now, I don't know what it is, what she had drawn from her. I can't tell you what it is. It was just like, you know, those cigarette paper that had rubber band, you know, them real small rubber band, real small ones. But they were black. And she was holding them. And that little thing would be springing around like this, just like if it's alive. And there was this is what I've seen. She had ordered a young young girl urine at that time. She used that for power. So there were a young girl available. She got her urine. And then she put her hand in that thing that just springs around like this. It was just, you know, all she could do is to hold it. And then that hastened the power of this. And I don't know where she put it. We don't know where she put it. And then she tell us not to use, not to open can with can opener. It's something related to that she had used. So next day, she was all right. She came to herself then, after she drew this from her. We don't know what it is. And then next day, around noontime, I went to the store and I got canned food and I opened it with can opener. Doggone, this woman, she got sick. She just got sick. Oh, she started groaning. And then she fell to bed. She asked us, did you cut anything? You cut anything? She asked us, I come to thought of it, and I opened this canned food. Then she started making more medicine. She got up, she started making more medicine, and she always used to have those kerchiefs, white ones, with hem stitches around the edge. She always used to use that. Both she was making medicine. See, they go in a circle and singing their medicine song. We not like the songs that we hear around here. And she vomited just like, and here came out a little hunting knife. Hunting knife, it's, let me see, I have a knife. Who is that hunting knife we had here? Right. Oh, here's one in here. You put it in, oh.
Medicine, so
it's a hunting knife, just the shape of this, and it's it's not a lead, it's a babbitt, like, you know, the lead is real soft, but the babbitt is just that this kind just fall out of her mouth with a puddle of blood. Oh boy, that was something wonderful to see, you know. I didn't, You can't believe them things unless you see it. I didn't believe what was going on until I seen this knife out of a babbitt, like, you know. It's just a solder, like. Just shiny, just like this, too. Oh, boy, that. It's just wonderful to see them things. It's hard to see, it's not.
They used to do quite a bit of tricks.
Yeah.
Like these tricks, what they call those people, that magicians.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. There's something magician, like that. Yeah. They used to do some.
There's very few practice on it, I guess. That part, the magician part.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. They find out when your spirit had left. They claim our spirit leaves us before we die. That's what they claim. The Indians claim. I don't know how it is with white people. With white people, I think your spirit leaves when you die. They claim it goes to the different world. Or that's what they claim. White people's way. You can see it in dictionary. Spirit or ghost or spirit.
When your spirit leaves before you die, where does the spirit go?
Oh, they claim it wanders around. I felt when we lost our five years old daughter, before, just when she got sick, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was going up, walking up Yukon River. In the middle of the Yukon River, there's a trail, old trail. I felt that. I'm pretty sure I felt it, because I was walking up on the middle of the river and I felt something. I heard it, like, and I felt that, kind of wind from it. I look all over and I didn't see anything. But in Henry's tent, Henry Titus's tent, they camped there that fall. We see where the kids used the wolf skin for mattress, and it was tucked back, rolled back on the bed. One day I went in there, and that was spread out on the bed. It's like if some live person had been around there. And when we came back, there was a string of clothes along in a ceiling like that. All that had been dropped on the floor, where nobody had been around. They claim our spirits leaves us before we get sick or die.
Before they go.
Yeah. And this medicine woman, what I'm telling you about, I didn't see this one. My late brother seen it. Say Jorite, late Jorite, that happened to late Jorite, her husband, her second husband. That happened, his spirit left him way back in the Novi, and she find out that this man's spirit was, had left him. So she ventured way back to the Novi, while she was making medicine, and brought the spirit back with pack sack and that kerchief. It was just a little thing. And my late brother was there. I wasn't there at the time then. She had spread this kerchief like this, and there was Joe Wright, spirit walking on that doggone handkerchief.
That's one of those magicians.
Yeah, real small. He says Joe was only this big, with a pack sack on his back, carrying little gun.
Just a couple of just one.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. But it was.
It just flash like.
Yeah.
It showed up so you could see. It's just the magician, like the magician does.
Yeah,
same thing. Only very few people could do it.
Yeah, very few.
Mm-hmm. They show up. They show up things.
Mm.
I never seen it. I never. Well, we never see. We know we're never seen.
No, we didn't see it. I've told you what I've seen here.
Mm-hmm.
At Dumbai. And this one, this Jurite's spirit. Mm. When she.
Before he got shot.
That's way before.
Before,
oh, years before.
Mm.
Before that.
But she got him back.
Yeah, she got the spirit back. Mm. She, he's real small, but that big, with a pack sack and a gun. Oh boy, it seems kind of funny, but it's that's what happened.
If somebody saw somebody's spirit before they died, did they know then that the person was going to die?
Well, with their magic power, they find out some way.
Some way they know.
They find out.
So even if they saw a person's spirit, then they know that they had to work to save them.
Yeah, they Well, like, for instance, if
the people
my
that they help have to believe, yeah, have to cooperate with them. If they don't, they don't help them.
Yeah.
That's what Mom used to say. And Papa just closed his eyes, never even disturbed.
Yeah.
Because her father was the biggest medicine man, and so was her mother. And Papa's background was all like that. But he just growed away from it, I guess. He just... But he knew...
Yeah, it's hard to believe unless you see it.
Yeah,
like what I saw, what I told you. It's just hard to impose. It's just hard to
believe. And when you hear them, when people is gone, when people disappear, you hear them. And we heard our brothers whistling in the smokehouse. That was after he was drowned. We ran over there, there was nobody. Even his little dog was there. The cocker spaniel. And why? He used to always whistle. He never did talk much, but he used to always whistle when he packed fish up. And we were just coming out to the bank, and we heard him whistle down there in the smokehouse. And we ran down there, and Dixie ran down there ahead of us. There's nobody. She was whining, looking around up there through those fish, and was walking around. She was just whining. He walked away that fall, down here at the bar, and walked along the bar. I guess he tried to cross there someplace. That's just about where he was. He got drowned. We took him up there for so many times to try to locate him with his dog. He was gone for a long time. We went up there, and here, I guess he was trying to swim across or something. And the wind come up, you know, break against the beach. And there was big ridge right along the beach, frozen ice. And that little dog was frozen right to the beach. Died. Papa found it. It would be have to be Papa to find it.
Gee.
That was very rough. Yeah, you could hear them. I don't know why. When they die suddenly, people die suddenly, you could hear them.
Yeah,
you don't mean to.
The spirit is around, so... You know. you never got a story of that outside, way out in the city someplace, where there were a man and a wife? I don't think you read it. That's quite...
In Dawson. And this big brown bear, you know, this guy... It 3 days in a row, you gotta tell about it. From the start, I should start it. I'll tell you. Turn your tape off and I'll start. All the time, while he was, you know, injured like Elvis Presley. And he... came to about White Horse, and he got trying to marry this fox. And he was going down like this, like Elvis Presley. And the fox didn't want to marry this. I don't know what kind of looking he was, anyway. That long, long time ago. And pretty soon they come down. Bunch of fox and everything. And this this guy was made the canoe come down from Dawson, pick up all the good looking, and pick up fox and mink and all that, and by the time their fork going like this. The fork going like this and down on the canyon someplace. And that was the crew making medicine, going like this, down, coming down on the river. And this guy, he must be Elvis Presley. He went around the world. His name is Ketetahani. I can't say it in white man way. His name is Ketetahani. So he come down, put the fox in behind his canoe, birch bark canoe, and it was fox. Tear the clothes off, too hot, you know. 9 degrees, oh, 9 degrees up there. And pretty soon they had a birch bark canoe. Threw them overboard. I don't know what happened. But the next place was that going like this.
He was crossing his wings?
Did you pass Grand Cliff?
And that just going like this, you know, from Dawson, those, it just go like this, those.
You came down by
it, it's from way back, and this could tell Khan. I'm sorry, I talk Indian. I can't explain. He come down, and I hear somebody around the corner. And get on the, you know, them leaves. They bunch of people on the leaves. You know them little leaves? Bunch of people. And pretty soon this guy, Ketetahani, we come down, paddling down. He was from Dawson. And he just do this, you know, drawing the people that no good. It's true story. And they got on the leaves. They must be small people. They must not have been fat like me. And every time the car comes over this way, we always have caribou flying this way. Well, not big shot like Elvis Presley coming down the river, you know. We call him Ketetahani. And he went out there and got in the canoe and just drowned everybody up. He went right back down to Yukon, you know, that Yukon. That's a long story. It takes 3 days and three nights. And he did something to some woman. So he said, he went, took off with his birch bark canoe, and right around the corner he goes in the boat, in a birch bark canoe, and he got killed. Oh, that's all I know.
Why did he get killed?
I don't know. Ron Dawson, someplace.
How come he got killed?
Because somebody, you know, them kids. They had kids up there in Dawson. And during the year, that time, you know.
Who did you hear this story from?
From my grandma.
What was her name?
She's dead.
What was her name when she was alive?
Biscuit. She was 90 years old when she died.
Where was she from?
Cochrane. She's buried up there. Biscuit, they call her. She was 90 years old until they killed her. And you know Monica McGuire? She was in Beaver.
That's my auntie.
And she's dead too. That's my mother. If you said you're from...
What time of the year did she tell you the story?
Huh?
What time of the year did she tell you the story?
I have a zip. We'll tell the story again.
Don't she tell it to you in winter or summer?